Much of the attention on this Tuesday's Democratic primaries and caucuses has focused on the race in South Carolina, where North Carolina Senator John Edwards, a native son of South Carolina, needs a strong showing. Democrats in six other states, from North Dakota to Arizona, are voicing their preferences. Oklahoma is one, where they recently moved the primary to the week after New Hampshire and are now reaping the rewards of early political attention. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on politics, Oklahoma style.
It used to be if you lived in Oklahoma and you wanted to see a presidential candidate during an election, you'd have to go to the tarmac at Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City. You see, that's as far as the politicians would ever get. They'd step off the plane, say a few words about how great it was to be on an Oklahoma runway, and 20 minutes later fly away to another state with more people.
This is the first time presidential candidate's ever been in Oklahoma in my lifetime.
Lewis Gray is the managing editor of Oklahoma's largest Indian newspaper, the Native American Times. Gray has been covering Oklahoma politics for 30 years, and he says the good citizens of his state are amazed at all the attention they're now getting.
Oh, they love it. I just got back from a Clark rally in Tulsa, and it was overcrowded. I mean, and then just down the street in North Tulsa and at Mount Zion Church was Edwards. Joe Lieberman was having a cup with Joe with people early this morning in Tulsa. So this is all new stuff for Tulsans.
General Wesley Clark is leading the charge here, but not by much. The latest polls show Clark at 23%. John Edwards and John Kerry are right behind at 18 and 17% respectively, and a huge block of voters, 24%, are undecided. Want to know what Oklahoma voters care most about? To borrow a phrase, it's the economy, stupid. Since 9/11, things have not been going so great in Oklahoma. The airline industry is important here. That's taken a terrible hit. An important regional carrier in Oklahoma, Great Plains Airlines, recently declared bankruptcy. The oil and gas industry is plugging along, but it's not like they're doing a lot of hiring. Gray says Oklahomans are looking for somebody to turn things around.
Oh, it stinks, and it's up and down. We lose a lot of jobs. Not very competitive in terms of being able to keep big industry here. About every other day we hear some jobs leaving. We're trying to keep Citgo in Tulsa. We're having to throw in all kinds of bells and whistles to keep everyone here. It's real hard.
In Norman, a small group of young people are setting up tents in the dark so that when early voting starts at 8 a.m. the next morning, they'll be the very first voters in Oklahoma to cast their votes for, you guessed it, Vermont Governor Howard Dean. It's 25 degrees, and the wind is sweeping down the plains at nearly 40 miles an hour.
We're cold, but we're cold for Dean.
This probably seemed like a fun idea in the campaign headquarters, but as they struggle in the freezing wind, the young Deaniacs begin to look like they're trapped in the kill zone on Everest. Once the tents are up and they're inside, it's a little better.
We just want to show Oklahoma how much we support Dean, that we're willing to sleep out here in the freezing cold all night. And we hope it'll make a statement about how much we care about what he's doing.
Cassandra Majors and Eric Hoffpower hunker down for Dean in one tent.
Howard Dean is for Oklahoma. I mean, we're Oklahomans, and we're just crazy about him. I mean, we think he's a great guy, he's a great candidate. And he inspires so much passion.
If the scream heard round the world has put a chink in Governor Dean's armor with some potential voters, for Majors and Hoffpower, it is simply evidence that their man is genuine.
Oh, definitely. We will be there until the end. I don't think there's going to be an end, but we'll be behind him. Of course, you know, everyone here will, you know, support whoever's nominated in the end, but we're not giving up for Dean.
Against the tide of American voter apathy and a mean wind, a small group of young hopefuls make their stand in Norman. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Oklahoma.